أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والوالدات يرضعن أولادهن حولين كاملين لمن أراد أن يتم الرضاعة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the previous verses quite extensively discussed the laws pertaining to talaq. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala moves on to another topic altogether. And this is related to rada'ah. Rada'ah means suckling. The suckling of the child or the breastfeeding of the child. There are specific laws and injunctions which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed with regards to rada'ah, with regards to the fostering and suckling of children. Now you might ask, why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mention the laws of rada'ah after the laws of talaq? Because generally, the very first area of contention and the very first area that is disputed after talaq is issued is with regards to the children, with regards to the custody of the children, with regards to the upbringing of the children and so forth. Hence, Allah has mentioned these laws with regards to breastfeeding the child after talaq. But the laws that Allah has mentioned here are not specifically related to post-divorce suckling and post-divorce custody. These are general laws and rules that apply to suckling of the children and breastfeeding them. وَالْوَالِدَاتُ يُرْضِعْنَ أَوْلَادَهُنَّ Allah says the mothers must breastfeed the children. So the very first rule and injunction that we learn, it is the right of the child to be breastfed and to be suckled by the mother. It is her obligation. Allah has made it obligatory upon the mother. She cannot, without a valid reason and excuse, refuse to breastfeed the child. It is the haqq, the right that child has over the mother. So number one, that's what Allah says. وَالْوَالِدَاتِ يُرْضِعْنَ So long as she's married to that man, or perhaps she's not married to him, but she's in iddah. So long as she's still in the nikah of the father, or she's in the iddah, the post-divorce waiting period, it is compulsory upon her to breastfeed the child. Yes, after the iddah, and if she's not in the nikah, then there are other laws that apply to her. But otherwise, Allah says, وَالْوَالِدَاتِ The mothers will breastfeed their children. How long? Allah has specified the duration of suckling and breastfeeding. حَوْلَيْنِ كَامِلَيْنِ For two full years. This is the view of the majority of the scholars, that a woman will breastfeed the child for 2 full years after the child has reached the age of 2. It is haram to breastfeed the child. Thereafter, the child is not allowed to drink from the mother's milk. According to Imam Abu Hanifa, and based on other verses which we'll discuss at a later stage, and based on certain traditions and ahadith, Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah ta'ala says, the period of breastfeeding ends when the child is 2.5 years old. So when the child has reached the age of 2.5 years, then it becomes haram upon the mother to continue breastfeeding the child. The child must be weaned off the breast before 2 years, according to majority of the scholars, or 2.5 years, according to Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah. So Allah says, for 2 full years. لِمَنْ أَرَادَ يُتِمَّ الرَّضَاعَ For the one who wants to complete and wants to fulfill the period of suckling. So 2 years, that is the completion. If before that, a little before that, they want to stop the breastfeeding or discontinue the suckling, Allah says it's allowed. But if you want to complete it and perfect it, Allah says, up to 2 years, not beyond that. Then Allah moves on to another topic. Allah says, وَعَلَى الْمَوْلُودِ لَهُ Now look at the expression. When Allah, وَعَلَى الْمَوْلُودِ لَهُ translate as the one to whom the child is born. Who is that? That's the father. For the mothers, Allah did not say the one to whom the child is born. For the mothers, Allah used the word وَالْوَالِدَاتِ Walidat is a plural of walida. Walida means a mother. A father, we refer to the father in Arabic as walid. So walidun, father, walidatun, mother. For fathers, Allah did not say wa'alal walideen, upon the fathers, like Allah says, wal walidat. For the father, Allah uses a unique expression. Allah says, wa'alal mawludi lahu. and it is compulsory upon the one to whom the child is born. From this expression we learn that the child carries the father's lineage. The child carries the father's lineage. That is why even after marriage, the woman does not change her name. She doesn't change her surname. She doesn't change her name to that of her husband. She will keep her father's surname. She will keep her father's name. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says on the day of Qiyamah, the child will be called by her name and the name of her father. Udu'uhum li'aba'ihim. Elsewhere in the Quran, Allah says, Udu'uhum li'aba'ihim. Call them by their father's names. So Allah explains here, wa'ala al-mawludi lahu. And upon the one to whom the child is born, that is the father, what is compulsory upon him? Rizquhunna, to provide for the mothers and for the children. Wa kiswatuhunna, and to provide food. Rizquhunna, to provide food for them. Wa kiswatuhunna, and to provide clothing for them. Bin ma'ruf, kindly. So this is compulsory upon him. While it's compulsory upon the mother to breastfeed the child, it's compulsory upon the father to feed the mother, to clothe the mother, that is his wife, and to feed and clothe the children. So both have the obligatory acts that they need to perform. لا تكلف نفس إلا وسعها. Allah but then says, a soul will not be burdened beyond its capacity. He must spend, he must provide for her according to his capacity, and he must provide for the child according to his financial ability. لا تكلف نفس إلا وسعها. Allah says a person should not be burdened with that which is beyond his capacity. That is within his capacity, that is his risk, and that is what he can afford, that is what he can provide. Then Allah moves on to something very, very pertinent. لا تضار والدة بولدها ولا مولود له بولده. Allah says, and a mother should not be made to suffer on account of a child, and the father should not be made to suffer on account of his child. What happens here? Generally we know what happens after the divorce now. The children are being used to get back at each other now. Many a times you find the children are now being abused and used. You want to get back to the mother, so through the child now you are doing it. Or the mother wants to get back to the father, restrict visitations and restrict this, restrict the custody, or you know, all these things. The children are suffering in the process. Allah says, لا تضار والدتم بولدها. A mother should not be made to suffer on account of her child. Another explanation over here is also, if she cannot breastfeed, she has a valid excuse. She cannot breastfeed. She has a valid excuse according to Sharia. It is not permissible for the husband to force her. It is not permissible for the husband to force her to breastfeed the child because she has a valid excuse. So don't make her suffer now on account of her child. And wala mauludun lahu biwaladi, the father should not be made to suffer on account of his child, is that she cannot demand payment so long as she is in the nikah. There are certain instances where she can demand payment, the mother can demand payment for breastfeeding the child. It is a service that she is offering to the child of the father. But generally Allah says while she is in the nikah or while she is in the iddat, she is not allowed to demand any payment from the father for breastfeeding the child. So that's another explanation that the husband's father also, he must not be made to suffer on account of the child. وَعَلَى الْوَارِثِ مِثْلُ ذَلِكَ. And Allah says the same set of laws will apply to the heir. In the absence of the father, if the father is not there, then the heir of the child, the wali, whoever will be the guardian of the child, now these laws will apply to that person, meaning he will have to now provide and so forth. May Allah grant us the understanding.